Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings from us in the mighty name of Jesus. We really appreciate the Lord for his favor, for his grace, and the anointing upon us, and the anointing of the echo upon the bride of Jesus Christ. I have really appreciated for your compliments. May the Lord bless you for your prayers. I also appreciate Pastor Andrew Beery for the vision of having a daily devotion platform that has brought together many saints in many different countries on this platform, which has benefited many people, many believers in different countries. May the Lord bless him and his ministry and all the partners who are working to make sure that this program is succeeding. May the Lord bless you and continue to expand and increase your ministry. Our sharing today is coming from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 17. The Lord prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. Today, I'm winding up our series concerning writing upon the Word of God. We see in the life of Jonah, all the steps of Jonah was ordered by the Lord. And the Bible says that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. Jonah, all that he was passing through, it was God's doing. And God wanted to show us through the ministry of Jonah the power of resurrection and the power of redemption. That is why God allowed Jonah to go that way, in order for Jonah to show what will happen in the near future when the Messiah will be on earth. And the Bible says in Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, that Jonah told those men who were sailing with him in the ship that you take me and cast me upon the raging sea, and the sea will calm. Only one man was picked from the ship and was cast in the raging sea. Also, it required one man to be taken from humanity, that is the Lord Jesus, and he was the only man who was holy, who was acceptable to be taken as a sacrifice for humanity, to shed his precious blood so that our sins can be washed away and be remitted. So they took Jonah and threw him in the raging sea. Also Jesus, the Lamb of God, was taken and was thrown in the raging sea of sin. And that sea stopped, the sea which was raging, sin which was raging, and it was disturbing humanity. When Jesus died on the cross, that power of satanic forces, they were weakened and they lost power. So we see in the life of Jonah, God allowed Jonah, and the Bible says that God commanded a great fish. It was not an ordinary fish which swallowed Jonah. It was not a natural fish which swallowed Jonah. It was just a supernatural power of God, which came in form of the fish. And the Bible says that God commanded a great fish. So that is just a typology or a language which God was using, but it was not a normal fish in the sea. So this fish which swallowed Jonah, it only the fish only allowed Jonah in his belly. So it was showing how sons and daughters of God will be in Christ Jesus. And the Bible said, we are in him. So Jonah was in the belly of the fish were also in Christ Jesus, who is greater than Jonah. And the Bible says here that Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days. So we see when God commanded the fish was the quickest means of transportation to transport Jonah from one location to another, from his place to his destiny. So also the Lord has given us the best way to transport us from earth to glory by the power of resurrection. By the resurrection power that raised Christ from the grave, it is the superpower that is transforming us from glory to glory in this sea of time. And the only way of escape to go out of this world is by the power of resurrection of Christ Jesus. There is no power that can stop resurrection power. Resurrection power is so powerful. So Jonah was writing the word of God, which was in form of the fish, and that fish was an unstoppable champion. In the sea there were many obstacles and other great ocean animals or sea animals, but they could not stop that great fish. That fish was commanded only to stop at the destiny of Jonah. Resurrection power is in us. It's changing us, transforming us, empowering us, and taking us as the way the fish took Jonah and transported him in the speed of the Lord. So the speed of the fish was showing the speed of grace, the speed of love. So the Lord is also increasing his speed upon his church today. So we are moving from glory to glory, from power to power, from favor to favor. And finally, the fish reached its destination, and Jonah was vomited out of the fish. Also, we are in Christ Jesus, being cared by him, transported by him, being nurtured by him, and finally, we shall be transformed in the new land, the new Jerusalem, and the glory land. So when Jonah was vomited out of the fish, he was a new creature. He was not the ordinary Jonah, and he spoke with boldness. And we see the power that was in Jonah. It was the same power that was in the fish, transformed the people of Nineveh. When the Lord is bringing the new creation upon this earth, also the new creation will have a new language, a new dimension. May the Lord bless us all. Thank you for supporting us in prayers. Thank you for supporting us with your compliments and encouragement. We really appreciate God for what the Lord is doing in our time. May the Lord continue to open our inner eyes so that we can continue to hear, to see, and understand what the Lord is doing in our time. May God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen.